from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
I'm a chili dog.
Chili dog, chili dog, chili dog.
Sucking on chili dog,
chili dog,
chili, 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 chili dog.
Happy National Chili Dog Day. Now, why don't you go out there and get you some?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Del Walter. Senate Intel Committee saying the Russian government directed extensive activity against the U.S. election systems ahead of the 2016 presidential election. New report says the states weren't appropriately warned. Acting ICE Director on Capitol Hill, Matthew Albence, telling Congress his agency is stretched thin.
Failure of Congress to increase funding for fugitive operations over the course of the last decade has created a tremendous strain on ICE's ability to effectuate arrests of specific aliens who have failed to comply with removal orders or with release conditions.
Democrats calling some detention centers inhumane and dangerous. 16 Marines picked up during morning formation at Camp Pendleton in California, accused of drug smuggling and human trafficking. Comes on the day the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, was sworn in.
Mr. President, thank you, sir, for your confidence in me and for this incredible opportunity. It is an honor of a lifetime to be appointed Secretary of Defense and to lead the greatest military in history.
This is Fox News.
Right now, I'm sitting here sweating with a really cheap guy who is trying to save energy. Right now, the thermostat is off, though the apartment feels like it's 98 degrees. Right now, he thinks I want to watch Netflix and chill, even though it's like a sauna. I don't want to.
Plumbing, News Talk 93.1 FM at a couple of minutes past 4 o'clock. Before we got to the top of the hour, two things. One, Fox News poll showing that African-American support for Trump continues to grow. And then we played a clip from a guy named David J. Harris. And basically what he has taken on here, and he's done a variety of videos on various topics, but today he fired up against Bette Midler. And outraged at the tweet she put out saying there's black people at a Trump rally.
Can't have that.
How much were they paid to be there? I'll let the last 30 seconds of this run.
Starting to see more and more people of all colors, especially those minorities that you seem to think can't think for themselves, that are coming out and showing support for their president because what he's actually doing is what he said he was going to do. He's making America great. He didn't promise us all these things and then get in office and do the other like Obama did. He's actually doing something for this country. So thank you, Bette Midler, for showing America the ugliness of liberalism.
All right.
Well said.
Think Glenn Beck years ago, before he turned into an idiot, used the term conservative porn. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And other than the fact that the media doesn't think it's in your best interests, it is so encouraging to see. And it takes courage because there's a societal prison that people of color have been put in because you're only allowed to think a certain way and vote a certain way. How do you think the Democrats have managed to maintain the numbers they have in Congress?
Plantation.
Exactly, because people of color were afraid to go in a different direction. You're going to lose all your benefits, and they're going to take away this and take away that, and Joe Biden, they're going to put you all back in chains.
Joe Biden.
How do you get away with that when you're the guy that was working with the segregationists, Joe, you dick? I hope, they know they're going to lose in 2020. So they got to throw somebody out there, and it may as well be Joe. I can't believe, first of all, Bernie, whose day is gone. His day is come and gone. And now that it's out there that he wants a $15 an hour, the minimum wage, but he's not paying his campaign workers that.
No, look, that's different.
Look.
What?
We have way too many choices in this country. The corporations. Greg, is that your name?
Yes.
Number one, I don't like your tone. I don't like your tone talking about me and my campaign. I believe in $15 an hour. Rashida Tlaib has even proposed $20 an hour. You know her, the member of the squad. What we're going to do.
What?
I don't like your tone. Even just saying that one word, what, I could hear your animus towards me. So, what we're going to do is we're going to cut back hours and pay people $15 an hour. But they're not going to be able to work as many hours because I am running a campaign. We have to make this work.
Well, but didn't you find that this minimum wage you're advocating didn't even work for you? It was hard to find good people?
Well, I have a lot to do, Greg. I have a lot to do. I didn't realize it. So it's now set at $15 an hour, but we have to cut back the hours.
Aren't you yourself a millionaire? Don't you own three houses and a
so what? You too could. I wrote a book. People liked the book.
They bought the book.
Yes. Yes, we're going to take on the millionaires and the billionaires and the big corporations in this country that are screwing over the middle class.
Screwing them over.
Really, they are. I wrote a book about that and it made me a millionaire. So I'm going to screw myself. It's going to be beautiful to behold. I have promised to do that first day in office. I, Bernie Sanders, keeping my promise to screw over the millionaires and the billionaires, will screw myself. It'll be lovely.
It'll be fun to watch.
I don't know if fun's the word. More like stuff of a German nightmare. More like adult entertainment industry. I'll just get a bird and, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that enough, Greg? You're done?
I finished my...
You're done?
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
You're done with me. I don't think you ever started with me.
And apparently a lot of...
you never gave me a chance.
A lot of Democrats are done with you, too, because Big Chief Elizabeth Warren...
I'm lulling her into a false sense of security.
You're trying to get people to stay in the plantation. She's trying to get people off the reservation to vote for her because of her 1,024th Native American heritage. But David Blackman's going to be on with us next week. We'll have to do something on Elizabeth Warren so we can play the tomahawk chop from the Braves game.
Now, Greg, did you know
what?
That there are certain women who fantasize about rape? I wrote about it.
Oh.
Many years ago, yes. It's true.
They fantasize about...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, when you say that, is does that mean like forcible with someone they know who just takes
it's
them?
Role playing.
Because to be honest with you, in my...
And I also, I have to say, yeah, how many times have you been married?
This is number four.
Did you go on a honeymoon?
Yes.
Well, you should take another honeymoon. I highly suggest Red Square, Moscow. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Honeymoon capital.
Culturally enriching. And I have to say, Greg, I was very impressed with the education program, sir.
Oh, in Moscow?
Oh, much better than this country.
Well, that's...
They actually have borscht on the lunch menu for the kids.
Very nutritious.
Oh, yeah. Great for the bowels.
12 minutes after 4 o'clock.
Bernie Sanders, vote for me.
4:12. We'll be checking in baseball scores. There's a lot of action this afternoon. Can the Cardinals continue to crawl up the Cubs' ass in the Central? I think they can.
Yeah, and I think they're going to win the game, too.
And they did. They did win the game. The game just ended. So, yeah, they did it. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. At 12 after 4.
Gotta love baseball. Somebody's got to win the pennant. It's a great thing about sports. Always a winner.
So it's, since we're talking baseball, it's rare. There have only been a couple of hundred in the history of the game, triple play.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's a rare occasion, but it's a doozy when it happens.
Well, it happened this week, and there's a triple play happening every day through the end of July at Lewis Lawn. Here's the deal.
Well played.
Number one, they have select X mark mowers. Usually you can't get deals like this till well past the end of the mowing season when the new models are coming in and they have to move the 2018s out to make room for the new inventory. But in this month of July, they are offering $1,000 off on select X mark mowers, a great brand. Number two, you can get your X mark with no money down, 0% interest. 0% interest, not a penny in interest. And then on top of that, no payments till April. And when April rolls around and you make that first payment, they extend your warranty 12 more months. Wow. So you get 22 full months of warranty coverage, no payments until April, no interest, and the mower at a discounted price. That is value at Lewis Lawn. They carry everything you need in the way of outdoor product and yard maintenance, all the steel blowers. They carry... I've bought two Toro mowers from them. And they have a service department to support your purchase. So if something does need to be fixed, repaired, or just tuned up, you take it to Lewis Lawn. It's where the pros go. It's where the do-it-yourselfers go. And thanks to all of you who have made the choice to try them. But with this X-Mark deal, if you need a mower, now's the time to go get it. Lewis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass near Walter Craig. Their number's 244-9191. Chad Sasser is our point guide. Not point guard, point guy there. Maybe he is a point guard.
I don't know.
But he's a great guy to work with. And they have a new showroom. They have a full showroom in one building and then their parts and service in the other as they've expanded, which is great to see, too. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a try. We're going to do traffic and weather together here, and then we'll come back.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one in the 3000 block of Zelda Road. That's going to be right in front of Publix. Be careful there. We also see an accident at Bell Road and Halcyon Park Drive. That's already a crowded area, so watch yourself as you pass through that vicinity. If you're on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride. There aren't any big delays on the boulevard, and the 31s are all rolling along pretty smooth this afternoon. Let's be careful. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Pentagon is naming a new commander and president of Air University located at Maxwell Air Force Base. A statement from the Defense Secretary says Air Force Major General James Hecker is being promoted and will oversee the military school. And Montgomery police have identified a suspect in a July 4th shooting. The incident happened on Covered Bridge Drive. An adult male and two juveniles were shot and injured while sitting inside a car. Cardarius Fountain, 23, is charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of second-degree assault, and discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. Fountain is being held in the Montgomery County Detention Facility for the murder of James Richardson III. And scam alert, beware. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, missed a fine, or missed jury duty, then asking for money in return. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Always busy making important decisions on what to put on Facebook. Now, I put the David J. Harris video up there, and I urge you to watch it and share it and watch some of his other commentaries.
Aw, dash out.
It's a beautiful morning.
I really have to put this on. This is it's a little red wiener dog who's got a litter of six little wiener pups.
Aww.
And they got baby caps on. And aren't they cute? Little knitted caps.
Yeah, little dash hats.
I think this is something I especially can see Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Tomlinson reacting to this in that aw.
It's adorable.
It really is. From I love my dog so much. There's a lot of look at your little face.
Puppy breath.
Share on Facebook. This is a no-brainer, Joey.
Joey.
So let me just.
Yeah, please share that.
Family photos.
Now, Greg, I see what you're trying to do. This is Bernie Sanders.
What did I do?
You're trying to take your wingnut right-wing racist xenophobic views and soften them by sharing pictures of cute puppies. It's a smart move. I'm not buying it. I see right through you. I don't like your tone.
Well, I'm awfully sorry about that. No, I'm not. Frankly, Bernie...
What?
I don't think you're going to be the nominee, and this time it won't because Hillary Clinton screwed you. I think people are just... They just know you're full of crap.
That's why I'm running on a campaign to screw myself.
Well, it seems to be working out. Good luck with that. Keep at it.
Oh, I will. I'll keep at it.
All righty, we are going to get...
As the great Diogenes the Cynic said, if I could rub my belly... and get rid of my hunger, I would.
Diogenes said that?
No, yes, yes.
I thought Diogenes was like a geometry term or something. Oh, that's isosceles, I'm sorry.
I thought that was some sort of like urinary tract infection.
Sounds awful. Whatever it is, sounds absolutely bad. Awful. It is 19 minutes after 4 o'clock. Thanks for all the calls today, man. It's been... either that or we're just so damn entertaining that nobody wants to interrupt us.
That's it. Well, Sam did call, so
that would
something.
Be that would be absolutely fine with me. Let's charge into the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great couple of days it has been, and I think tonight's going to be another winter with a comfortably cool night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, high temperature right around 90, still dry, still sunny, but I think a little bit more humidity creeps in towards evening. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much back to normal, hot and humid. The high temperatures will be back in the low 90s, and there'll be spotty, random hit-or-miss storms here and there like a normal summer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Thank you, Jay Scott. There was I don't know if you caught any of the morning show today, but during Random Facts, it got, he had a random fact about how they dispose of human waste in space and the process they have to, it goes into a tube and they have to break it off or something like that. And Emily, it just didn't sit well with her, to put it mildly. And then this whole thing erupted where it was there a whole lot of dirt talk.
It was a thing.
Yeah, very. But it was not juvenile. It was.
But it was scatological in nature.
Thank you. Scatologikes. He was another Greek philosopher.
Yes, he was.
Wrote a lot of his,
he was full of it.
His paperbacks.
Oh, great. Great mind.
Here's Red Top.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Have you been, have you come to any new revelations now that we have gone through all the moon landing, 50-year anniversary, all the films played back, and the plans for the future, to come to the realization that we went to the moon?
No.
Terry, what's the matter with you? You're losing credibility fast, my man.
I just don't. How do we get past?
How old are you?
Alan Bell, 58.
58.
Hmm?
You were alive.
Yeah, I was. I watched it.
What the hell happened to you, man?
Woke up.
Well, we went to the moon, man. We went to the moon.
I want to interrupt here to say one thing.
What's that?
One thing. Well, that's one thing that you say, but that's not important.
It's the loneliest number, Red Top.
You'll ever do. This week on Monday, it was our most electrifying story on Monday. A poll came out, and currently 20% of American people do not believe that we went to the moon.
Thanks to Terry. Well, good job, Terry.
Red Top,
okay.
Either let me have a conversation or I'm going to hang up, okay? You're being disrespectful.
Gotcha.
I don't appreciate it. I watched the Smithsonian Channel today, which has a full-hour documentary on moon skeptics. And one of the things they use, and this is an actual NASA picture of Gus Grissom hanging a lemon outside the Apollo 1 capsule, claiming that this thing is bad news. It's a disaster waiting to happen. And this particular theorist advocates that because Grissom had been problematic, you know, from the first Mercury launch, where he didn't orbit, but he blew the...
sunk it, blew the hatch.
And his capsule sank. He was viewed as a troublemaker by NASA, and the theory, and this is on the Smithsonian Channel, not Crackpot TV, is that in order to get rid of him, they sacrificed the whole Apollo 1 crew.
Wow.
And they had three or four people on this thing. Wow. I think that's, for me, that's incomprehensible, but that's me. But the fact is, and this is why we need to do it again, because those that are in that 20% need to see that we can do this. Got it.
I absolutely agree. And it's going to happen. And, you know, they're doing a lot of work for it, tons of it being done in Alabama. Terry ought to be proud of all the work they've done in Alabama, that goes for the first moon landing, too. It wouldn't happen without Huntsville.
Oh, no doubt about that. I could think of four women I'd like to see the first to go back and stay there, you know, start...
Well, they've already chosen the first woman. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, and she's... I really like her because she's got red hair. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
All righty. It is 4:24.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Democrats who called for the firing of FBI Director James Comey are shocked and appalled by the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Democrats say that Comey's firing will undermine the investigations for which he should have been fired. In order to examine which Democrat claims are cynical political fabrications and which are hysterical conspiracy theories, and which are cynical political hysterical theories about fabricated conspiracies, let's examine which investigations might be affected. The FBI, as we know, is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to expose the Democrats' emails. The Senate, meanwhile, is investigating whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign for the collusion that the FBI is investigating. The Judiciary Committee is investigating why the Attorney General failed to investigate Hillary Clinton's attempt to avoid the FBI investigation into the Attorney General's failure to investigate her emails to the Democrats, which the Russians hacked in an attempt to interfere with our election, which the Senate is investigating in an attempt to find out if the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians' hack of the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating to see whether the Obama administration was investigating the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration's attempts to use the intelligence community to investigate the Trump campaign's collusion with the Russian hack into the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating in order to find out whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration. The head of the House committee, meanwhile, has stepped down pending an investigation. At the same time, many in the press are investigating why the press never investigated the Obama administration's investigation of the Trump campaign, but continues to investigate the Trump administration's investigation into whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign, which is now under investigation in the Senate, causing several investigators to call for an independent investigation into the House investigation of the Senate investigation of the Trump administration, which is meanwhile investigating the Obama administration, which was on a yacht in the Bahamas at the time, dancing to the musical stylings of Drake's Hotline Bling. Mr. Drake is not currently under investigation. Now, to be clear, an independent investigation into the Senate investigation of the House investigation of the Obama investigation into the Trump campaign could expand the investigation into an investigation of Russia's investigation of the emails that were under investigation by the FBI, which was in turn under investigation by the NSA, who have been investigating everybody in a surveillance program that's still under investigation. If that were to happen, there would no doubt be calls for a full investigation into all the other investigations. So, it's easy to see that the firing of James Comey will have to be investigated to ensure it doesn't in any way curtail the important business of government, which is investigating. Just thank God the government's not actually governing. Then we'd all be in real trouble. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Why are we playing Jingle Bells behind our River Region Business Break introduction? Because we are celebrating Christmas in July. We mentioned earlier when we were talking about Adams Motorsports that Christmas is 5 months from today.
Not very long, folks.
But you can celebrate it this weekend. We're happy to welcome back the gentleman that joined us on the morning show, Lieutenant Brian Farrington with the Salvation Army.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. So you can tell the afternoon listeners what's going on and how we can, you know, and again, I'll repeat what I said this morning, that one of the reasons so many people embrace what you do is they know that the vast majority of funds raised are going directly to help the projects that you take on, the people who come to you in an hour of need. And I told the story this morning. I said, don't ever think that you might not need the Salvation Army for yourself. I was the hot shot. That could never happen to me. I'm cashing big paychecks. I'm driving Corvettes. And then one day, in 1999, after it all collapsed, it was all gone, I picked up a bag of groceries for Thanksgiving at the Salvation Army in Indiana, where I was trying to put my life back together. So, very humbling, but very grateful that they were there.
Amen.
So, you have a special place in my heart. That, too, and Terry, you know, when our parents were teaching us the meaning of charity, one of the first and most fun experiences, and we used to argue about who'd get the quarter.
Exactly.
To put it in the kettle when the Salvation Army was out ringing the bell.
At
holiday time, my dad was also a big supporter of Salvation Army. So give us the whole scoop on what's happening this weekend and how we can participate and help you guys.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. This weekend, Salvation Army is partnering with the Biscuits here in Montgomery for Christmas in July at the Biscuits. And they're allowing us, they're giving us $3 per every ticket that's sold through the link groupmatics.events/event/Christmas.
I want to get that web address from you when the segment ends so I can make sure I post it on social media and get it correct.
That would be great. That would be great. Because that money adds up, and it's not, it goes right directly back into the community to support many of the different programs we have, from feeding the homeless that comes, and we do 150 meals a day, Monday through Sunday. If it goes for that, or it goes to covering expenses of someone staying in the shelter. The first 14 days that a person comes with us is totally free. And so those costs go somewhere. And so this goes to support those type costs. We have an 85-bed shelter that houses men, women, and families. So it goes to support them. Another thing that we do is we often help them. Sometimes they don't have the clothes they need, so we provide clothing for them. We have a facility that is also, we're trying to get started up for to train people on computer use, that they may have access to internet for a lot of the homeless who normally don't have that, so they can look for jobs, but also to train them up so they can have some better skills and going in and try to get a job. Another program that we're starting is a program that helps with life skills, so that once they get this job, they'll also be able to sustain it and keep it.
And these are people that want to help themselves.
Absolutely.
And I think that makes a big difference, because at some point with people that don't want to help themselves, you become an enabler. But the Salvation Army is reaching out and touching the lives of people who want to escape the situation they're in the right way, you know, to find a job that pays a decent wage that will allow them to meet their responsibilities, live on their own, and get their life restarted again.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have in my closet at home a pair of jeans purchased at the Salvation Army store in Anderson, Indiana. And I've kept them for a specific reason, because as my life started to come back together, little by slowly, you know, the only way to rebuild something that you've blown up is one brick at a time, one day at a time. I've kept them just to remind me, you know, things are good and my life is fabulous. But I got it all back because I was willing to, you know, look my circumstances in the eye and says, you got to do this. You got to change. And it's time to stop playing, you know, games and making a half-hearted effort. You really got to apply yourself here.
Absolutely.
If you do, it will come back. And you guys played a key role in that.
Yeah, thank you.
Always be grateful.
And that's a lot of times we love to come in. A lot of times people want to change, but aren't sure about how they go about changing.
Sure.
So when we meet them, we see, okay, we sit down with them first thing in those 14 days. How can we put a plan together to help you get back up on your feet? We'll help pull around the resources, but you have to meet us in the effort. And if you'll put forth the effort, we'll supply the backing and the support to help you get there and help you provide some solutions, as long as you're willing to meet us in the effort.
You've probably seen a lot of success stories in your time.
Absolutely.
If you want to share one or two, that'd be great.
Okay, we've had one guy who came who had actually tried to kill himself. He had bore the marks where he had tried to slit his wrist and his throat as well. We were able to, and it was still on the verge when we met him. We were able to talk with him and just provide some rays of hope, give him some hugs and love on him. And at the same time, we were able to help pull some resources around him and help him to get to residence where he can stay and be established on his own. That's one. There are several people around the city that we have helped find apartments. We've helped them get jobs. We've helped them coach them along on how to get the job, get the resources and clothes so they can look well on the interview, got the job, and now they're doing well in their own apartment. And so there are several down that line that I could go to where came here with nothing, going through, we partnered with the HEM program and done some things to help them get their mindset changed so that then they can embrace an opportunity and be able to achieve this opportunity by getting a job and start that process all over again.
One of the things they're doing at the ballpark, and I think this is cool, you're going to have a bell ringer there.
We are, and that's a great opportunity for us to help bring that season in. Many times Christmas don't start till they hear that bell outside of the door. So it helps bring that feel for Christmas there. We'll be able to pass out some more flyers so people can understand and find out more information about what we do with the Salvation Army. But then there'll also be old Saint Nick. What would Christmas be without Santa Claus coming to town and and partnering with us in that? So he'll be there. The Biscuits are going to have an incredible fireworks show afterwards. And there'll be several different giveaways for the kids to make sure that they have fun.
Awesome.
Because if they have fun, their parents put a smile on their face and they'll have fun as well. So it'll be a great game as well.
I hope this is one of the biggest weekends of the year for the Biscuits and for you guys because of the incredible work you do. Lieutenant Brian Harrington, thank you for joining us today so I can get that web address correct. And
I emailed it to you.
Oh, thank you. Good. And we will we'll get the ball rolling.
Thank you guys so much for partnering with us.
It's totally our pleasure and privilege to do that for you, man. Anytime. Awesome. 4:39.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch moving through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and things look great on the roadways this afternoon. We don't have a lot of delays for you. Everybody is rolling smooth on the interstates. The Boulevard doesn't have any problems, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we get this workday wrapped up. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think it's kind of appropriate to mention this now because I'm going to talk about Jack Ingram, but across the street from Jack Ingram's signature used cars, they have a value lot. And they're really nice vehicles. Lots of choices, every different type of car and vehicle you can think of. But if you find yourself in a situation like the one I just described myself in 20 years ago, poor credit, it was a mess. But they have over 20 financing options in-house at Jack Ingram where they can almost help anybody get into a vehicle. And when you do that, you start rebuilding the credit. So keep that in mind, that they have that value lot across the street with great options and some awesome salespeople over there to help you out. In the meantime, in the category of vehicles available under 10, some really awesome choices, especially for kids going off to college. You want them in something safe and reliable. Everything on the Ingram lot is a car that has been vetted, A, for its history, condition of the body, the interior, but the engine. You want to buy something that's not going to be a troublemaker. And that's what they do. They go to every possible length to assure the vehicle you're purchasing from them is going to deliver reliable driving miles. That's really important. Stop by and see Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or go to jackingram.com. You can shop by price, by vehicle type, brand, whatever floats your boat. jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great couple of days it has been, and I think tonight's going to be another winter with a comfortably cool night with clear skies, and the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, high temperature right around 90, still dry, still sunny, but I think a little bit more humidity creeps in towards evening. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much back to normal, hot and humid. The high temperatures will be back in the low 90s, and there'll be spotty, random hit-or-miss storms here and there like a normal summer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks closing lower on weak earnings reports, with the Dow falling 129 points, the NASDAQ down 83, S&P 500 down 16. An Intel stock rising in the extended session after the company reported better than expected second quarter earnings results and guidance. And it's official. Apple agreeing to buy the majority of Intel's smartphone modem division for $1 billion. Apple will receive 2,200 Intel employees, as well as intellectual property and equipment. And Amazon reporting second quarter earnings coming in lower than analyst estimates. However, its revenue was above expectations. Its quarterly numbers follow an $800 million investment into improving its delivery speed and increasing regulatory scrutiny into its business practices. And Google's parent company Alphabet blowing past Wall Street revenue and profit targets in the second quarter, sending its stock higher in after-hours trading. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jamieson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. The temperature soaring, the sweat it is pouring down the crack in my rear. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. My lawn, it is toasting, the old folks are roasting. Don't leave them out in the heat. And it sure is not pretty when your crotch gets all sweaty and perfectly shrink wraps your meat. It's the most uncomfortable time of the year. Well, my yard, it needs wetting. That fat guy is sweating. What's he doing here? It's the most uncomfortable time.
Play something festive that was also timely in the sense that, yes, this can be the most uncomfortable time of the year. But I got to tell you, I sat out there on the thinking stoop this morning and just July 25th, 5 months before Christmas, and it was nice and cool.
Oh, I love it.
It was special. We want to thank Lieutenant Brian Harrington from the Salvation Army for coming to join us. And I am posting the link to their fundraiser. It's this Saturday night. And $3 of biscuit tickets from every biscuit ticket sold through this website I'm posting will help the Salvation Army. You know, they're, it's funny, sometimes this area doesn't seem to be fully participating in the roaring economy.
I've noticed that.
You know, it's like, I know.
It's a disconnect.
We work with businesses and they're doing well, but in the sense that the Salvation Army, because of lower funds, has had to lay some people off, and they're not getting paid six-figure salaries.
Exactly.
You can do some online research and see other charities where Yeah, 80-90% of their money goes to pay costs.
Yeah, they got like 9 or 10 board of directors that all make six figures.
Yeah, I mean, one of the events that brought that to light was Hurricane Katrina, and people were saying, "Holy cow, we're raising all this money, and they're paying the you know, the head of that board of directors or whatever a six figure salary." That doesn't seem
that ain't right.
Not with charity. No, that does not work for me. So guys like Lieutenant Harrington who do this, they're not motivated by income. It's spiritual. They're doing God's work.
Exactly.
So I hope that that this is a big success. I love the idea of having a bell ringer at the ballpark.
I do too.
And all the other activities that are planned for Saturday night. And it's a privilege to have a man like that who's so devoted to the work they do and proud of it in the studio.
It's really cool of you to take that too, Greg. Thank you.
I got to get my checkbook out too. I would like to, I don't know if I can go Saturday. If Ross says it's okay, I probably can. It's just a great cause. And, you know, I would love to... I wish I had more time, but I would love to stop by and visit their center sometime and talk to people who are down.
Mm-hmm.
Having
that's a great idea.
Know what it's like to reach that point where it's either live or die. Yeah, and I was not particularly interested in living a miserable life, so...
I can only imagine.
You either put the effort in and get out what you put in, or you just...
Well, you get busy living or you get busy dying.
Yeah. It really, and certainly in my case, that's what the choice was.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that it worked out the way it didn't happen overnight, but I stayed the course. For once in my life, I stayed the course.
I think you should go there. You should go and share with these people.
I just wanted to let people know, this may be a rough time for you right now, but if you just put one foot in front of the other, take advantage of the you know, the ways you can change yourself are going to largely impact how significant the change you bring about in your life is going to be. And let them know, I am an example. Had it all. Had it all. Was the envy of all my friends. But for some reason, when I was by myself, I was sad. And I just couldn't figure out why. And rather than really figure it out, I self-destructed. That's an easier path to take.
Easier, softer way.
Here is, in fact, let's give him a big Warhawk welcome, Master Thesby.
And he has a traffic update.
Oh, well, let's give him the full-fledged intro.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, here's your official Warhawk traffic update. I'm on my way to Prattville for tonight's opening night performance of Oklahoma. And
what was that again?
Tonight's opening night performance of Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
That one, okay.
Yep. Hey, we're sold out. It's great. Cool. But going through downtown, I-85 South, right at the Union Street exit. It's not a bad accident, but a 18-wheeler hauling cars just gently kissed
another
the bumper and trunk of a little four-door car, put a nice dent in the car and, you know, knocked stuff off. So I'm sure that's going to slow things down a little bit, but it just happened not 2 minutes ago.
All right, repeat that location for us, sir.
It is I-85 South, right at the Union Street exit. So anybody heading towards the interchange, just be prepared. It's going to be slow.
All right, man, we appreciate the update. And
all right, very good.
A big Warhawk goodbye to you.
All right, here we go.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma weather. Comes sweeping down the plane. So, y'all have fun now.
What a performance.
Please clap.
That's why they do it. For the applause. I mean, in a way, what he does, which is purely out of passion.
Yes.
And love for theater. He's not doing that to get rich, but isn't that great that there's somebody like him so devoted to people who love to perform and do that? I am a fan, Master Thespian.
I am too. I'm a big fan of his.
Absolutely. 455, doing some interesting things lately. Yesterday, I went to Infusion, and I tried the IASIS neurofeedback process.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
it was fascinating because I was also at the same time while enjoying the treatment, they were teaching this to a group of students who are going to be, you know, using it. And it has so many applications and possibilities to all types of neural conditions, from tremors to PTSD, ADHD, ADD. But it also has benefits to your everyday person who's not looking to fix something specific. But I've had sleep issues. It's just, you know, it's really hard with this crazy schedule. I'm not making excuses, but in the blind studies they've done using this particular therapy, they have found that it can help you sleep on a more regular basis. And each of the last 2 days, it's been great. Go home, didn't have to do anything different, just fell asleep. I had a good sleep, too. Wake up feeling rested, you know, not have to lay there in a stupor for 30 minutes before I could even go get the first cup of coffee. It's like you're ready to go. Wow. We had a lot of folks ask about this, and a couple of things. If you're interested in learning more about this, the list of conditions that can help is impressive. I mentioned insomnia, Parkinson's, traumatic brain injury. They have worked with a lot of people. And this, again, is not junk science. This is state-of-the-art science. And ISS Neurofeedback is now available at Infusion. I know a bunch of people went to have the treatment today. Mm-hmm. This with cryotherapy. Did you go see the Ever So Awesome?
Tomorrow morning.
Cryotherapy, IV vitamin therapy. It's all good. Ryan Turner can answer your questions at 296-1662. Infusion Cryo and Laser.com if you'd like more information. Wow, it's 5 o'clock already.
Unreal.
This afternoon has gone ripping past us. 3 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's talk to Doug. Good afternoon.
Hey, I've got a question for Terry. I know he's seen this. Terry, how much belief do you put into the supposed fact that the insurance company covering the Twin Towers was fixing to not renew that policy because of the inferior steel?
I don't know about
that. Was
I don't know about the steel, but they were looking at having to spend millions of dollars just to get all the asbestos out of those towers. You know, it was a losing proposition, and the Port Authority, those towers had been under the authority of the Port Authority from day one. So why, in the first time in history, they decided 2 or 3 months before 9/11 to lease it out to Silverstein? That whole, there's so much stuff, so much smoke there. It's unreal.
I believe, you know, to me, the sickest person as far as a Republican would be Bush 41, but next would be Dick. I think would be Dick Cheney.
He was behind
the information. Cheney was behind that, and I really don't think that they told Bush 43. I don't think they did.
By the way, did you know that 9/11 happened less than a week after Robert Mueller became director of the FBI? Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
And we just passed a bill in the Senate this week for the people that have been made ill, and many have died.
They did pass it.
Because of the, you're right, but because of the asbestos.
Yep, in the air.
And what they were breathing, and the lung diseases and conditions that they developed. It's a good thing they finally opened up the treatment door.
Amen.
Terry, I've got one more question for you. Did you literally laugh out loud? The media kept repeating this, and I kept laughing out loud. They told the story about Bush 41's last few minutes.
I hadn't heard
Neither one of the sons were there, and so it was a caregiver, but it might have been a nurse.